Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Hollering, Steve Frampton, Brenda McCoy, and Bobby Marcheso. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
And good evening, everybody. I'm Bobby Marcheso, and thanks for joining us here this evening on Psychic Access Talk Radio. Welcome to everybody. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. It's wonderful to be back. I was off a week. As probably more accurate to say, they kicked me off for a week. I tried to come back on. They didn't want me, and now I'm kind of hacking my way back in. So I hope that's all right. And in fact, let's get more about that from some of my co-hosts that are with me this evening. First, we have Lady Brenda. Hello, Lady Brenda.
Well, first of all, you're a big fat liar. We've missed you.
Oh my gosh!
We would never kick you off.
Never? Okay.
Never. No, you're a lifer here.
I'm very sensitive. Maybe I just took it all wrong when Steve said those foul-mouthed words. I just said, you know what I mean? Like, it's easy to take it wrong. Yeah.
Which foul-mouthed words were they? I thought that was a private conversation with Doug.
No, my friend, it's all over YouTube. It's crazy how these things spread like wildfire.
Well
everyone,
it's good PR.
Good PR. So first let me just tell you this. We are going to, before I introduce my co-host and really get involved with everyone, we are going to be doing readings all night. This is our Thanksgiving special. We did this last year. And we thought, you know, most oftentimes it'd be kind of difficult to get a guest. We don't want to interrupt their Thanksgiving day. And we thought maybe that we could just extend our reading time to the listening audience, which is what we're going to do tonight. So it's all readings all night. Well, for 2 hours anyway, until the show's over. But the telephone number to call in is 724-444-4851. For those of you who are joining us in the chat room, I know psychically, and just because I trust her, she's that kind of gal, that Maureen has already posted the number in the chat room. It was either her or Lady Brenda. I'm picking up a female figure that has done this already for us. And so welcome to those who are listening in the chat room. And again, let me bring back on Lady Brenda. And how is your, are you just stuffed to the gills?
You know, I don't understand why I'm so full. I started cooking at 8:30 this morning, and now I'm having coffee and like chocolate, dark chocolate, to wake myself out of my like haze, my tryptophan haze. Anyhow, yeah, it was just my husband and I. We escaped up to Virginia City and we left everybody behind.
Nice.
Which was probably, I know, it was really nice. So yeah,
very, very good. So tell us what you do for us all here at Psychic Access.
Well, I work with all you lovely people at PsychicAccess.com, and I'm a predictive psychic. I specialize in dates, times, and places, and I use the tarot cards, the crystal ball, and the playing cards. And that's
very
it.
Nice. Okay, cool. Thank you, Lady Brenda. All right, let's bring on my other wonderful co-host, Maureen. Hi, Maureen.
Don't you think we should do boy, girl, boy, girl?
I was going to. I literally was thinking boy, girl, boy, girl, but then I didn't want to be rude and you know, I wanted to introduce the ladies first.
Well, now I'm off the equator shifted, so I'm not
sorry.
Really,
no. Yeah, it's completely unbalanced. All right, yes. So just talk. Tell us, Maureen.
Okay, you know, Bobby.
What do you do? What's your deal? What do you do?
What's my deal? I am an intuitive psychic consultant. I'm an intuitive and an empath, and I utilize the tarot as my main tool to do what I do, and I love what I do, and I also like saying this because it does sound good, but I feel very, very strongly about the tarot being very much a symbolic record of our human experience way back when.
What do you mean? So people didn't just start using tarot. Do you think the tarot, see, like now I just heard that differently in a way that I have never heard it before. Do you think that doing the tarot throughout the years has recorded human history and uses that to also deliver messages?
No, the way I look at it is because of my own personal journey, and I was self-taught, but okay. I feel that it was like a program, you know, of these 12-step program, but it was like not 12 steps. Mm-hmm. And they're symbolic. They're just, they go back through, even towards into the body, you know, well, you know, I did a lot of work on it. They're very symbolic. So of any type of lessons and learning experiences and archetypes and all that kind of stuff. So I hope that kind of confuses you more.
it completely does. Thank you.
Yeah, so, you're welcome. That's my
question. Yeah. Case. Okay. And now we bring on, lastly but not leastly, Steve. Hi, Steve.
Good evening, Bobby.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Now, how did you celebrate Thanksgiving? Do you just have like an English truffle, or what do you do?
I just have a cup
bangers
of tea.
And mash, or what is it?
Cup of tea with skim milk and a cucumber sandwich, and just celebrate the fact that you didn't get rid of all of us.
Cucumber sandwich and tea, that is so not Thanksgiving-y.
It's a British thing.
I mean, anything that contains no calories, you know?
No, I actually went to a friend's for a wonderful big Thanksgiving dinner with the pecan pie and that very bizarre but highly traditional American pumpkin pie thing.
Do you not like pumpkin pie? I love pumpkin pie.
I just find it odd.
What?
That a dessert could be made with a pumpkin.
Like what the consistency do you find odd?
Just find it strange to make a dessert out of a vegetable. Just doesn't seem right.
What about those English puddings? And they're made of like what, lard or suey or something like that?
But a dessert should be bad for you.
Spotted dick. That's
well, what the hell is a figgy pudding?
or a sticky? What is a sticky pudding?
You're thinking of a sticky toffee pudding, which is.
I'm thinking of figgy pudding that's in the song. What the hell is that?
Sticky pudding in the sun.
No, figgy pudding. Bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding.
Oh, I thought you said sticky. Figgy pudding.
No, figgy.
Figgy. I don't know about that, actually. I've never heard that. Is that a British song?
The defense rest. You may sit back, sir. Goodness sake. Don't talk about our pumpkin pie. Oh, my God. It's so funny. He eats it, but everybody's like, well, it's quite strange, isn't it?
Well, British, isn't it? You're two-faced. We say, oh, it's lovely. Thank you. even if we hate it, it's very British. It's okay to be.
And then you walk out the door, and like the Romans do, you stick your finger down your throat, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll have you back again next year.
As my grandmother would say, Bobby, if you asked her how she liked the food, my grandmother would say, "Well, the others liked it."
Oh. It seemed like
did she really? How yeah. funny!
Yes, she would.
That's so polite in such a backhanded way. I love it.
It's great.
My gosh. Well, I don't know if I haven't seen if we have any callers on the phone yet or not, but this would be the time.
You're on, Bobby. There's a call for you, honey.
Is there really?
Yeah.
I did not
from
see that
Oregon.
I'm sorry. I don't see that here.
From Oregon.
Goodness sake. Well, I think we should just go ahead and start then. And let's talk all the way to Oregon. Who is this again in Oregon?
Oh, yes. Hooray. Hi.
Hi.
This is Holly. Sorry, I have a cold, so I sound like a frog.
No, me too. You know, I just got over my throat was just huge gone. I still sound like a teenager, so you and I are in good company.
Good. Okay, so this is my question. It's so serious. So currently I'm unemployed. And about two years ago, a psychic told me I was going to own my own business. And I'm not sure if she was correct or not or what, but I'm curious to know what that business that I would own might be, and if this is something that's real, when would it actually take place?
Well, yeah, so I mean, you can tell if she was right or not because you don't have your own business, right? So that would be no.
She's wrong.
She wasn't necessarily correct, or things change. Crap. I can't speak for other psychics, you know, as far as, you know, and sometimes they'll tell you things and they see a certain energy around you. At least this is how I do it. Uh-huh. And you interpret that energy and you can see all types of possibilities for a person. And then it's really up to you who and what it is that you come into contact with to make that happen. Do you see what I mean? Well, and unfortunately, and I'm not saying that you did this, but sometimes what people will do is they will hear from a psychic, this is going to happen. And then the person begins to not make choices or decisions in order to make that happen. Do you see what I mean? Like they just kind of wait for it. And like, it's just going to show up on the doorstep in such a way.
Can I raise my hand for a second? Well, I guess it's not critical that I have my own business. I'm just, I guess, confused in terms of direction as to where I'm going. I've tried to, like, in terms of career, I've tried to listen to my own intuition, and I just feel, like, empty. Like, I just absolutely have no ifs, buts, or what could is, what is, or should is about which direction I should even attempt to go in.
Okay. Okay, well, what has your intuition told you then? What has your intuition told you? You said that you have difficulty listening to your own intuition. What has it said to you?
It says nothing, and I'm not even kidding. It's like empty, like nothing. Nothing. It's like nothing. And usually I can, you know, get a little, I mean, I feel like anyhow that sometimes I can feel like, okay, this is a good direction, or okay, no, yes, maybe, but I'm literally nothing, nothing.
So what you're saying is nothing then you're getting.
Yeah, basically, yeah, correct.
Well, listen.
Help, SOS, I'm holding up my little white flag.
Well, honey, you have to start looking at the things it is that you're passionate about doing and like to do. I can't just pull magically out in the... Okay, you're...
I don't have any of those passions. I mean, I don't.
I'm trying to answer your question, but keep talking now. So,
Excuse me, sorry, what? Hello?
I'm waiting for you. What is it that you were saying about your passion?
I'm sorry, my phone figures is pooping out. Repeat, please. Hello?
I'm asking you what it is that you had to say about your passion, because I started talking about that, but then you said that you have no passion. You don't have anything that it is that you want to do?
Yeah, I don't really. No. I guess when I was younger, I had, you know, like snowboarding, or I skydived, or I had things that was fun that I did. But then I got older, got married, and got my dogs and worked. And then, so no, I don't have anything that I'm passionate about. So I guess that'd be a no. I don't have anything. It's kind of like Groundhog Day. So that's, I guess, why I'm calling it. I'm trying to get out of Groundhog Day. I don't have any hobbies, or I don't like to do anything in particular. As of now, I love to paint.
How is it that you're wanting me to pull something out of midair if you have no passions or nothing that you like to do? I can't just pull out, all of a sudden I see you being a nurse. You know, here's one thing that I know that will help. And maybe Steve, I saw that you had a message earlier. Is there something that you thought maybe you could draw some of the astrology for her?
Yes, you can see for sure. A person, the best path for a person to take.
Well, I mean, I agree with that, but let me just throw in my two cents here, where unless you get a passion or something you like to do and you want to even try, I don't care what anybody else says about anything, you're going to have a rough time finding a job doing anything. But this, at least Steve will give you an idea. He'll do some astrology here for you. I'm going to turn it over to him. And then, like you said, maybe that'll give you a direction. It might spark some inspiration, you know, for you.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
What's your date of birth?
It's 12/23/73. I'm a Capricorn sun, Cancer rising, Sagittarius moon.
Okay. 23rd of December, 1973.
Uh-huh.
What time were you born?
6/11.
6:11 in the morning or the evening?
P.M.
In the evening?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And where were you born?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Salt Lake City. Okay, let's have a look. Looking at the natal chart is interesting because it really is a map of the soul. So it shows us where you have innate talent. And it also shows us how you can most easily make your living. But really, it should be, Bobby's right about passion, because really the best way to make your living is to identify how best you can serve the world, how best you can contribute to universal welfare. So let's have a look. Looking at your chart.
Okay.
Let me see.
I have a lot of sixth house.
Well, you've got the sixth house is employment. It's also health.
Yeah.
And you have got a strong sixth house. So you should be somebody that's successful. Now, as you said, your son is in Capricorn. You've got quite a lot going on in Sagittarius. You've got Mercury in Sagittarius. I would say, taking a quick look at your chart, let me just look at your Mercury. I would say that teaching would be a good field for you, doing some form of teaching. You're very oriented towards people, and your chart indicates that you're caring and nurturant, and that by using your intellect and communication skills that you would best make a living. You're also, as I said, very oriented towards people, and you're very driven. Actually, when you set your mind to something, you're very focused. So I would say you should consider some form of teaching. That's what your chart says.
Sounds like you're reading my husband's chart.
That's what your chart says. Okay. If you've given me the correct details.
Oh, I know. It's just I don't resonate with any of the medical or health, even though that's a lot of my sixth house. I have that Sagittarius moon that keeps me just like, I have a lot of Sagittarius.
Well, that doesn't indicate medical. Your chart. Well, you've got Mars in the 10th house. So, but I medical would be an option for you. But I feel more teaching. And actually, you've got a very harmonious 8th house, which is spirituality, psychology, metaphysics, and things. So, I would say teaching, but don't think of teaching as purely in terms of standing in front of a class of children. It's not necessarily a It's not necessarily conventional teaching, but Bobby's right. You know, to be successful, you've got to have a passion. Now, your chart says you've got a huge passion for metaphysics, actually. Are you still there?
I'd say probably not. Maybe we should just move on anyway. If she's... I thought it was good, you know.
We've answered the question. That's what the chart says, and the charts are very accurate. But you're right, Bobby. A person's got to be committed, passionate, and driven. If you haven't got a commitment and a passion to the direction you want to take, you're not going to get there.
Well, and it could be, I mean, you could be smack right on, or I could sit there and say that she's going to be a whatever. But, you know, just like maybe the psychic before had told her that she's going to own her own business and things like that. But yes, with you, when you're just up in the air and so lost like that, and her intuition says nothing, it's just nothing. I mean, and they just want us to pull out magic out of the air and just kind of give it to them. And I totally know that feeling. I've totally been there, haven't you? You know what I mean? Like, so just hopefully somebody can just help me and point out the direction. But you just have to, bring it from inside, you know.
It's got to be about self-awareness. It's about the great saying, know thyself.
Yeah.
Is a very important key. There's a call from Florida now, actually, Bobby. And I think
for you, I believe.
Yes. So who's calling from Florida?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. My name's Mary. I had a quick question. I called in a while ago and I spoke to Aaron. And he told me I was going to meet somebody that I was going to get pretty serious with right before the summer ends. And he was very accurate because I met this person on Labor Day.
Okay.
The past few weeks, he's been acting pretty funny when everything is going fine. And I just want to know if I should put in the effort and continue whatever's going on, or if I should just, because he's been ignoring me the past 3 days and I don't know why, or I don't know if I should just leave it alone.
Hmm. Well, I looked at, pulled some cards for you, and the cards are positive, actually. The cards say that he's a very creative and dynamic guy, and the cards around your question are very positive. So I don't feel inclined to say give up.
I don't understand.
Well, you know, have you asked him what's happening or why he's not in contact?
I did, and then today I called him, and then he's like, sorry, I'll call you soon. And then after I waited 3 hours, he didn't respond to my phone call. And then after, I just said, you know what, I don't deserve this, and I give up. And I'm like, why should I try? So I got frustrated, and I was you're being ridiculous. Like... And I deleted him off of my Facebook, too. So
let me get this right. This guy didn't respond within 3 hours?
Yes.
And so you deleted him
from
Facebook?
He hasn't been responding. Because I kind of feel like if he, like, talking to somebody else, maybe there's somebody else in his life.
Well,
I don't know.
I want to try and help you. So let's it's clear. So let me be very clear about this because I'm a bit confused. You're saying that you contacted him and he didn't call back within 3 hours. That's what you said, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did he fail to respond to you a number of times, or was that the first time?
It was the second time.
And so when did you first contact him? Was it the day before?
Yes.
I have to say to you, I mean, I'm really clear about etiquette and what we deserve in terms of respect. I feel like I'm not sure you should give up. And I have to say to you, just logically, not necessarily metaphysically, I don't feel it's reasonable to delete somebody from Facebook because they didn't answer within 3 hours. Something might have, you know, there might have been
I've
a,
been
an
kind
issue.
Of getting the cold shoulder since Sunday, and I don't understand why.
Okay. So it's since Sunday?
Yes.
Well, let me say this to you. The cards are extremely positive for you. And let me ask you this. Is he a creative and dynamic character or not?
Yes, very.
He is. I don't feel you've heard the end of this. I'm not saying to you that you should accept...
Is it in the cards that he's going to contact me tonight or tomorrow? Like, will I get an explanation anytime soon? Or should I be concerned?
I feel, honestly, that you should leave him a message saying that you're worried about him. But if it doesn't work out with him, I can tell you this, there's somebody else coming very soon. Because, as I said, your cards are very good. The cards around you being in a relationship are very good. I see a guy that's fair-haired and, as I said, creative and dynamic, quite a go-getting character. Sounds like the guy you've already described, but if it doesn't work out with him, there's somebody right around the corner because the cards are extremely good. But I feel that you should leave a message saying, you know, you're concerned about him.
Okay, when I spoke to Aaron, Aaron told me that this is the person that and he sees it's going to be very, very, it's going to be really serious.
Uh-huh.
So, and I'm not talking to anyone else. I haven't met anybody else. Like, I'm actually surprised because things are working really well between us. And it's moving pretty, like, it's only been since September, like, since Labor Day weekend. And, like, it's like, things are moving really well. So...
Well,
I don't know.
I can let's put it like this. The cards are very good for you in response to your question. If he doesn't respond, if it doesn't work with him, there's somebody else around the corner. But I feel like you've gone a little bit too far removing him from Facebook. And I feel as though it would be beneficial for you to leave him a message saying you're concerned about him, if you truly are concerned about him. And if it doesn't work with him, if it's not meant to be, then there is definitely somebody else very soon. And Aaron's right in that there is a very good relationship for you, and it's very close. So for sure, if it's not this guy, somebody else is just around the corner. But I feel you need to leave him a message and resolve this. Okay?
So it's okay if I call again?
Absolutely. Of course it is.
Or is it better if I send a text message?
No, it's down to you. I don't like text messages personally. I find them cold. I feel it's much better for you to genuinely express yourself with your voice, because we pick up on so much more with the voice. The voice carries the energy. So I feel you should leave him a very genuine message saying that you're worried about him and you would like to just know that he's okay and if anything's happened. And I do feel that you'll have a response. If it doesn't work out with him, there's another relationship right around the corner. Aaron's right. But I wish you luck. I know it's stressful, but I do feel that you should leave him a message, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, and take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Steve, for putting time in on that and giving us your insights. And next we have Brenda. I believe you're up with a telephone call from California.
Hi, who's calling from California?
Reggie.
All right, Reggie, you got me. Right on.
Reggie, I want to say hi to Reggie. Hi, Reggie.
Hey, Bobby,
we
how you
love
doing?
Reggie.
Huh?
All right, what's your question, honey?
Yeah, I have a family member who's being unreasonable about borrowing money.
Okay, let's take a peek at that. You know, this is interesting. It's not that she doesn't make enough money or doesn't bring in enough money. You know, she doesn't manage it well. And it's like, if you give her money, it's never going to be enough, Reggie. It's never going to be enough. And I know it's hard because she's family, but I don't feel she really needs it. I mean, she doesn't need this to do shopping.
Well, supposedly she do. I mean, and I told her I didn't have anything. She's just unreasonable. Yeah, I just don't understand. I don't know what to do with her.
What was it? Was she going to buy gifts? Or what was this? Was it because she needed food? It doesn't feel like it's any dire need. It feels like it's something frivolous.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't listen to me when I tell her about my situation.
Well, you know, it's a two-way street, I feel, with this whole thing with her. And it's like, in the past, you've almost felt like you wanted to walk away from this situation. Because you end up, you know, she'll give back once in a while, almost like she's obliged to, but it's like you end up giving and giving, and I don't see her giving back.
Yeah. You know, it's just so unreasonable. I tell her about my situation, she doesn't seem to want to hear me. You know, I've lent money to her in the past, she hasn't paid me back, and, I don't know. She's just unreasonable. She's spoiled, you know, by
she
family
has been
members.
Spoiled. That's true. And it's important to know one thing that's happening in her life right now is she's paralyzed with between, you know, trying to find a better job and like not working and doesn't want to work and doesn't really want what's out there. And it's sad because she has a lot of talents.
She just got a job.
Huh?
She just got a job.
What kind of job did she get?
Doing the same type of work she did before.
Okay. Well, it's like she's still, when I look into it, it feels like, you know, this is okay. She's got this for now, but how long is it going to last? She has a lot of burdens around her that she's taken on. Just like she's asking you for money, there's people around her asking her for money, and there's especially a man that I see. Is a man come back into her life right now? This is the hidden thing, Reggie.
I don't know. I don't know if her baby father, supposedly he went back to where he was at before. It's Texas, but I don't know if he's here or not.
Huh. Because I feel that there's money going out on her end. Like she's asking you for money, but he's asking her for money, or he's not paying her the money he owes her, or something of that nature. So it's a chain, you know?
Yeah, he's right. He's not working. He's not working.
He's supposed to be giving her some child support or something like that?
Yeah, he was, but he lost his job. And now he's going to school, supposedly, and I don't know. But she got herself a fairly decent job, not quite as good as the old one, but pretty decent job.
What it looks like is perhaps you have to maybe think of a new way of dealing with this. If you are going to end up lending her any money, you know, there has to be a way that she pays you back, because you need that money back because you are on a limited amount of money, correct?
Well, I offered her a little bit of money, but I wasn't good enough. She wanted basically everything I had.
Well, you can't do it because you know what? You have to take care of yourself, honey.
Which is crazy, saying she'll pay me back the next day or 2 days later or whatever. You know, who's going to give you all their money? That's unreasonable, isn't it?
It is. There's a time that you have to just say, you know, I don't have it. I just don't have it.
I don't understand why she's just so unreasonable. I mean, especially, you know, why she doesn't understand the unreasonableness of that. But
you've been through this dance with her before, it feels like, and it just looks like, you know, maybe things will get a little bit better now that she's going back to work, because they were getting pretty bad, but then she's working and then he's not working, so I don't know how much better it's really going to get. One of the things that I see here is that it's about respect, and you can't have her hold over, you know, emotional things over your head too, like, you know, family events and stuff. Did you go over there for Thanksgiving?
No, I stayed here by myself, and unlike Maureen, I didn't cook. I don't cook.
You didn't?
No, I don't cook. I haven't cooked a cookie in my life. I cooked a chicken once.
Well,
no, she cooked 15-pound chicken turkey. I mean, I couldn't do that. Put it in my microwave, I guess.
Well, I know this isn't, my feeling is that you shouldn't give her the money. You know, if she wants to borrow $20, maybe, you know, but you can't give her all you have because you might need it.
I offered her more than that, and that wasn't enough. She wanted everything I got, basically.
Well,
it's just crazy. It's just crazy.
I know it is, but you have to let it go. I mean, she's going to keep asking. This is just what she's been doing.
Yeah, it's true, and I've been saying no lately most of the time. But she just the unreasonableness of it. It's just, I don't understand her. How unreasonable. Anyway. I can't figure it out.
Hang in there, Reggie. I mean, I don't feel that if you don't lend her the money, she's not going to, you know, thumb her nose at you. She comes back again after you are your family. She may not be the best relative out there, but she is one of your relatives. And you're right, she's spoiled. Her mother or somebody, I don't know who it was, gave her everything every time that she asked for it. And she can't believe that she's not able to have it anymore. See what I mean?
Yeah, she's going through a tough adjustment, but you know, she went through a lot of money, and then, you know, she just
well,
I don't know.
Try to hang in there, honey. And take care of yourself first, okay?
You got any more minutes? Got any more time? Or?
Oh, we got another caller. We got to move on.
All right. Well, thank you then.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Brenda. We've got some more callers on the line. We're going to be taking calls all night, just doing straight readings. But if you could help us out, and just if you can, just kind of narrow your question down to one specific question, something it is that you want to know about, so that we don't have to spend, you know, 2 minutes trying to sift through everything. We can just get straight to what it is you're asking and straight to the help it is that we're being guided to give you from Spirit. So it'd be really helpful if you could help us out in that direction as well. Maureen is about to demonstrate with someone from Mississippi.
Thank you, Bobby.
No pressure.
Hello, Mississippi. This is Maureen.
Hey, this is Randall from Natchez, Mississippi.
Hi, Randall.
I've been having financial trouble. Socket told me in the past that $100 was going to come to me. And the $100 came to me. And she said for me to get on to buy a bus ticket with it. But the banker took it. And she didn't tell me that the banker was going to take it. And I'm all my family and everything is separating from me. All my friends and everything. I'm in a financial crisis. Do you see anybody that would try to help me or open their house to me?
I'm following you. Randall, I want to ask you something. If I wanted to make sure I heard you correctly, did you say that somebody told you that you were going to get $100? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes, ma'am. It was a psychic. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
And the $100 came.
And then, somehow or another, it went into what she predicted, and now it's gone. You don't have it anymore. Okay.
Right. The banker took it. My bank took the money.
Oh, I see. Because you probably. Okay, got it. You know, Randall, this is what I'm getting. You know, I know it may. Well, it appears I can really understand where you're coming from. And I'm not dismissing it, but it does appear to me, do you have anything legal? Is there anything of any legalities or any legal situation going on right now? Because if there is, I want to tell you, it looks like it's favorable on the side of you. And I do get things in the next 10 days, even it looks like things are going to start really, it looks like I see you taking control of your direction, much better. You taking control. And I've been hearing a lot about this tonight, about people. In fact, this is the third call, I think. People are referring back to previous readings they've had with other psychics, not us, but other ones. And I wanted to make mention here that, you know, it's really important when someone says something to even us, that you know, it's your personal power. You know, you choose. If you got $100, unfortunately, you went to your bank. Maybe it would have been better if you could have. Well, it doesn't matter. It's over with. But I do feel that there is, you, Randall, you have an idea, you have a plan, and I feel that you've been kind of like, you know, almost like when you get to a point where you're kind of pretty low, you know, feeling pretty low about yourself.
Yes. It's something or somebody don't want me to make friends with nobody on the internet and to isolate me into a situation where I can't leave, where no friends, no contacts, no nothing. Begging people on the internet and acting funny when I look at them to pick up the phone and get me help, get me out of here.
Okay, Randy, you know what I suggest?
Killing themselves.
No, I understand what you're saying, but let me tell you something. What I see you doing and what you're capable of doing is no matter what you feel that people do not have that power over you. They can try. You can't control people. You may have to manage them. You do have to manage them, and I do feel, and I know it's difficult at the time because you get sucked into this and you're exhausted and everything, but I do see that you're able to really, who cares about what these people are doing? You know what are they? What, are they more powerful than you? No, they're just, I really see that if you focus, I see you heading in a good direction, being able to release from the past. It seems like this is you get exhausted. This stuff goes on and on. It's like a tape loop. But I do get this, like, who cares about what people are trying to do or whatnot? Because really, you know what? Again, I think I've told this to some of my clients even about this. My father used to say this. It's when they stop talking about you or torment, it doesn't matter, whatever, if it's negative or positive, is when you have problems. So if all these people are focusing on you, they have nothing else better to do in their life, be flattered. Really, be flattered, but don't give your personal power away to that. Because nobody can control you, Randall, nobody. I mean, really, even if they took away everybody, you still can move on. And I do feel, again, do you have a car, Randall?
No, ma'am, I don't have a vehicle.
Okay.
Okay,
but do you, you know, like I said, you have ideas that you, okay, what I want you to do is this, because I really get that you're right there on the edge about if you can get, put those other people aside, what everybody's been focusing on that, because it'll keep you in a bad way, or keep you from moving on. Put yourself in a situation where you write down, I know it's easy for me to say, I know I have a hard time doing this stuff too, but it does work. Put down on paper, okay, would you like to get a job?
I'm disabled, so
Okay, but sometimes you can work doing a little bit of work. A little bit. You know, so you can still get disability and work a little bit. And I suggest...
Go ahead. I get full disability.
Well, I feel that would give you a lot, and you could still, and I know you can only work a certain amount of hours, and I also know that if you could go talk to somebody about that, about what is it, how they do, I forget the name, what they call it, in California, there's a job, they help you, or get training, get training for people that are disabled to ease themselves into work, but they still are able to collect their disability or whatever. And I do feel that would give you a lot of feeling of taking yourself back. And I do see you heading towards getting a sense of balance. And I'm also getting that, you know what, I just get that it's you can either do nothing or stay as you are, or I say I would go in a direction and I would contact disabled or SSI, whatever I don't know exactly what you're on, but the thing of it is they do have things, and I would reach out to them, and that's the best step to take. Just by you doing that, you're going to start feeling your personal power coming back, honestly.
Yes, ma'am. I contacted every charity I can. They won't help me.
Well, a lot of times they want to help you get back into work a little bit. They have program. I know in every state. I do see a man figure here who looks like a counselor type, or someone you would go talk to. It's someone that it gives good advising and is very honest. Or someone, you know, he could be a counselor, but if he feels like one, maybe he's not. But do you go to church or anything like that?
Do you see any money? Do you see anyone trying to be friends with me where I can get a way out of here?
I see you doing this on your own. I absolutely, Randall, I see you having the strength to do this on your own. The friends that you're talking about are not your friends that are if you're saying that these ones, I feel that you need to be friends with yourself first and know you have more going for you than you know. So it's not like I don't see any help. I see you helping yourself in the direction to take. That's why I said write on a piece of paper. You know, it's up to you, but I'm just saying I do see someone that you could talk to that will give you good advising. And it could be someone, like I said, he looks like a spiritual person, but he could be someone he could be a businessman or someone you meet at some, I don't know, meeting. He could have also had an alcohol problem in the past. I don't know, but he's like a father figure. He's a good advisor. He's not your father. I'm not saying that, but he's an older father figure looking. He's somebody that you need, someone that you have some support. Even one particular person, I do see. Anybody that you feel that you could talk to. Your friends, I don't see anybody bailing you out or helping you out, but you don't need it. You have a lot going more. I think you've forgotten, Randall, you've forgotten. You've forgotten that you have a lot more going for you. And,
everything's heading on to the car. But see, my mother don't understand how important the car is to be, to get out of the situation and get out of here or whatever. And see, my credit, it's wrecked so much. They have put me into a trap. So.
Well, okay, if they have put you in a trap, you know what people do when they're in a trap? This is it, Randall. Mm-hmm. And I know, and I'm not dismissing you. They find a way to get out of there, and they usually don't have any help getting that, if you look at it that way. And I do feel that you have a lot more going for you than you realize. It's like if you're trapped, get out. And I see that you, in the next 10 days, I feel if you can just make the initiative to get your mind set to this, I see you taking control of your life and moving in a really positive direction. It's putting it on paper.
Can I ask you a question about the legal problem?
Actually, no. I'm sorry, Randall. I'm going to have to cut you off, buddy, because we have more phone calls and such like that. I apologize,
Okay, thank you, Bob.
He hung up. I'm sorry.
I already addressed that anyway at the beginning. You can hear this on archives, too.
Absolutely. Listen, everyone, I don't want to be rude.
He's breaking up.
But we only have a certain amount of time. We have a lot of callers to get to. I apologize for kind of cutting off there. If Randall got upset a little bit there, so I apologize. But, you know, we still have to get to our several callers and things like that. So hopefully people understand and we can carry on the way that we're meant to. So I believe we have a phone call from Pennsylvania now. Who's on the line? Hello from Pennsylvania. Are you there? Or maybe not.
Do we have other callers?
No, I didn't. I haven't seen one listed yet.
Okay.
So
I was beginning to. That's the third reading this evening. Did you notice that they're referring back to past psychics, giving them some insight on something? Have you noticed that? Interesting.
Well, yeah. Just wanting us to, I mean, they want to hold us accountable, and it's just a matter, I think, of kind of explaining the process.
It's odd. It's odd, though, in one night, usually we don't, you know what I mean? Three already, they're not referring to us. I know that. They're referring to
exactly.
Psychic, and I thought, fascinating. It's fascinating.
Very fascinating.
I was just something weird.
How about Connecticut? Are you there on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I am good, thank you.
Okay, what would you like to talk about? How can I help you?
I would like to know about, I'm trying to head in the direction of working for myself, being self-employed, and working with manifesting to make that happen, and also hard work. Is that likely to happen? If that even makes sense, does that make sense?
It did what I heard. I think you cut out in the beginning there, but basically what I'm getting is that you are wanting to go into business for yourself, and you're working hard to make that happen.
Yes.
And then you want to know if we see anything about that, correct?
If there's anything that I need to be doing, and you know, if I should continue moving in that direction, or do I need to go to find a job working with somebody else? What do I, you know? Do I need to go back to a traditional job, or am I likely to be able to be successful working for myself?
I actually see in the same direction that you're heading right now, keep going in that.
Keep doing what I'm doing?
Direction. I think it's serving you well. I think there's a...
Hey, you're breaking up a lot.
Sorry,
now I'm only getting a report.
I'm getting, everybody's kind of breaking up on me as well. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So what I started talking about was the direction that you're headed in now is to stay in that direction. And it feels like a couple of hoops that you might have to jump through, a couple of, not barriers, but little small walls to kind of jump over. And I know that that can be irritating, especially for you at times, because you don't like to play games. And it isn't really playing games, but it's just kind of maneuvering just a little bit to get over these obstacles in a way. And but I think you'll do that. And I think it'll be rewarding in the long run for you. So I think you have all the components necessary, it feels like, lined up.
You were breaking up again, but I think I heard you say, keep doing what I'm doing, and I'm going to be rewarded in the long run.
Oh.
And I'm sorry, because I'm probably...
It's breaking up. Shoot.
Yeah, you're definitely breaking up.
Yeah, he's breaking up, and I can't hear him either.
We're going to try to redo his call, reconnect his call.
Okay,
so just one moment, everybody, and thank you for waiting. I know he has good stuff to say. I could feel it coming out of the call, but
he was just getting warmed up.
He was getting warmed up.
Yep.
He's having problems with his new computer, he was saying, before the show.
Yeah, there's no Mercury retrograde. Is it sleepy? Oh, there he is. Hey.
I hope she got that message. Jeez.
I got part of it.
There you are. Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry. I only got part of it. I heard you talk to me about having some walls, small walls, and that I could get over. I could overcome them.
Right. Listen, you have nothing to apologize for. It's just the Skype tonight or something messing with the communications. But before that happens again, keep going the direction you're going. Small walls, maybe a little hoops to jump through. And I know that can be irritating, especially for you, because you don't like to play games. And I understand that. It's not really playing games. It's just maneuvering a bit. So if you hang in there, especially this direction that you're headed now, I think it'll be rewarding for you. I think it'll work out just the way you want it to.
That's wonderful. Any time frame? I mean, I'm just terrified that I will wake up and not be able to pay rent or electric, you know? So any time frame thoughts or...
Well, it's going to take just a little bit because, there's this legal wrangling I'm seeing, or these kind of hoops. But I think you'll notice, some significant progress in about 4 to maybe 5 months. And I know that, especially when you have bills to pay, like what you're talking about, that can seem an eternity. So you really have two things you have to take care of. Not only going in the same direction that you're doing, because you're doing everything that you can right now with this. There's nothing to push it or make it go faster. It really has to take its time, okay? So you want to allow that to do what it's doing, and then you want to come over here and release on the fear of not being able to pay bills or how you're going to stay afloat until this works out. Do you see what I mean? So it's like two different things.
Yeah.
You can't walk the razor's edge until the job comes through. So you have to just let the job do what it's doing and then release over here on the fears, which will bring, it's miraculous how things can happen once you open up to that. You're not going to have any problem paying your bills. I know that's the answer. The psychic
God bless
answer,
you. That's,
right?
That's what so I want to hear. God bless you. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. Well,
that,
I know it's a fearful situation.
Makes it hard to breathe.
But it doesn't have to be. So just release on that. That's the psychic answer. Meanwhile, you got to feel good about this journey and going where you're going, and you don't want to sabotage yourself, and the fear will do that. But you have all the, you're a great entrepreneurial type person. There's no reason to think that this will fail, and there's no reason to think that you won't be able to pay your bills until then. There's absolutely no reason, because just of the type of person that you are, because of the vibration that you have that I can feel right now. So you may be worried, but just like, it reminds me of Mother Teresa, because people said that she questioned her faith every day. Well, we wouldn't question her, right? We know we have faith in her. But inside her head, it was a little doubtful. So that's the same thing I'm seeing with you. I don't doubt your abilities or your effort one bit. But inside your head, it's all thinking. And, of course, you may doubt and have some fears.
That makes
you see what I'm saying?
Sense.
Okay.
You helped me so much, you don't know.
I'm glad. That's the message from Spirit above. Knock it off and just go do what you're supposed to do.
Thank you.
Okay.
That helps me so much.
I'm glad, sweetheart. That's great. Well, thanks for calling in, okay?
Bless you, and then I hope you give everyone else as uplifting a message as you did coming.
Well, I appreciate that, but really it's everybody else's ability to listen. That's what happens. So, but thank you so much, and best of luck, and keep us updated, will you?
Thank you. I will, and God bless. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks.
All right. There is another caller on the line for Steve, this time from Vermont.
Thank you, Bobby. Who's calling from Vermont?
I am. Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
I'm Jason.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I was wondering if you could tell me about any kind of personal romantic life that may be appearing in my near future.
Okay. Well, the first thing, Jason, is just to go back to the past. I'm using the cards, and the cards are saying to me that you've had some disappointment. I feel as though 9-10 months ago was a really quite a tough time to you. I'm drawn particularly to that time period. But now you have the world card. The world card is the last card, the ultimate card in the major arcana, and it literally represents great opportunity. So I feel that you've worked on yourself and worked through things really well, and that now is a wonderful time. And In honesty, the card that comes up for the future is the card of partnership. So I do feel confident that you will meet somebody, you will meet somebody and have a relationship. I feel that you've been unlucky in the past, but I feel that now you're going to have really good opportunities. So the cards also say, you know, put the past behind you and look to the future and visualize what you're looking for, visualize the kind of relationship you want to have. So I do feel it's going to happen. I feel really comfortable about it. I feel that between February and June should be a really great time for you to meet people. But my guides are just saying that it's good to really have a strong relationship with yourself and just know that you're complete. You're a great guy. You've got lots to offer. Life's good. And you don't need a relationship as such, but a good relationship can come. And as you focus on yourself and focus upon enjoying life, it will come. So I do feel that in the spring, there is a really nice relationship for you. I do get the initial D for you as well, actually. And that's an indicator for the future. But I feel really positive for you, Jason. You're a great guy and you deserve it.
So what should I do In the meantime? Should I choose certain paths, or is there certain things that I need to do during that time?
Yes, absolutely. You need to celebrate yourself. You need to recognize how wonderful you are. Enjoy yourself. Do all the things that you enjoy. Plan days and weeks that are really wonderful, full of things that give you pleasure and make your life really joyful. And it's as simple as that. If you just celebrate yourself, if you are your best, if you let go of the past and you enjoy life, not looking for anything, but enjoying now and visualizing what you want in the future, but trusting that spirit will bring it to you. But trusting that by being self-empowered, by feeling great about yourself, you will resonate that energy outwards and a great relationship will come to you in the spring. And that's all you need to do.
Is there anything specific you can tell me about this other person? Like, where do you think that I might meet her?
I feel that she's a writer. I feel that she has a love of writing and the intellect. So my guides are saying that she's smart. And, you know, if you were to analyze her natal chart, you would see that the intellect and communication skills and desire to learn are really her strength. So you can consider that and consider that the more you engage in interests that are associated with learning, the more likely you are to meet her sooner. But I feel it's going to happen for you anyway, Jason. The one thing, how old are you, Jason?
42.
Okay. You know, Jason, I do tons of yoga, and I always say to my friends that say, how do I meet some great girls? I always say, well, it's really simple. Get into yoga, because yoga classes are full of great girls that are looking after themselves. And you don't see many guys in the classes. So you might want to consider that. That's not what my guides are saying to you. That's what I'm saying to you. But I feel that you will meet a really great girl. And as I said, it's spring. The initial D is there. And bear in mind that she's very interested in learning. So if you were to engage in some classes and classes that are of interest to you, I feel you'll meet some great people. But you might want to consider the yoga as well, because I'm telling you, yoga classes are full of great women.
Well, that I could consider that. Yes, I think I could look up a few classes around here.
Yeah, it's a great way of meeting people. It really is.
I mean, but I am
enjoy
athletic.
Yourself,
I mean,
enjoy life. But yeah. You've had a tough time in the past, but you're going to meet someone great, and it's going to be a really nice partnership. I speak to clients all week long that are looking for a great guy. You're in demand, okay?
That's good, yes.
Well, yeah, you're a really great guy, Jason. I promise you, I speak to women. We speak to women all week long who are trying to find a really wonderful, genuine, committed guy that wants a loyal, faithful relationship. Women that are, you know, wanting to meet a guy that's going to treat them with respect, that's not going to hurt them. People like you are in very high demand. You've got nothing to worry about. Just go and enjoy life, and you'll see that you will meet somebody in spring. Okay. All right?
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Jason. Good luck. Go for it.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye now.
So, dating tips, pick women at a yoga class.
Good for him. That's a great place to go.
Do you know what? It's another great tip. Another great dating tip, actually, is gay guys know a lot of great women, and they're not in competition for them.
So be friends with a gay man.
Friends,
that's right.
And say, hey, can you look out for me? Find me. I do. I have some friends, male friends, that say, can you find me some great girls?
Being my wingman.
Have you seen this? There's an amazing video clip going around on Facebook about gay marriage. And it's these gay guys saying, support gay marriage. If you don't, we will marry your girlfriends. It goes on saying, for example, we know everything that girls don't like because they tell us everything. We know all about you. You are no competition for us if we were focused on this because your girlfriend tells us everything.
I would love it if you repost or you put that up. I'd love to see that video.
I will. It goes on. Like, it says, you might once a year thinking of making your girlfriend breakfast.
That's a good argument.
Make her breakfast 4 days a week, and we make quiche.
That'll get your vote. That'll get the vote going, and I'll get the swing of it all.
Well, more dating tips coming up. We're going to take a quick break here on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. We're going to be back in just a few moments. Montreal, I know you're hanging on the line. We're going to get to you as soon as we return right after this.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at PsychicAccess.com.
And welcome back, everybody. I'm Bobby Marcheseau. Thanks for joining us this evening on Psychic Access Talk Radio. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Hope that it was just a very successful day for you and your families. And if it was just you and your husband, like it was for Lady Brenda, that also can be a very successful Thanksgiving as well, as I'm sure she will attest to. But we are doing readings all evening long. Maureen, if you don't mind putting the number in the chat room and give us a call, and we will be more than happy to help you out in whatever best way that was that. Did you do it?
Yeah, done.
Okay. And would you read that number off? Because I don't have it right in front of me.
It's 724-444-4851.
Thank you. I started going back up into the line.
So am I up? I'm up next. Okay. Oh. Is it Montreal or Pennsylvania, honey?
I'm back.
How about try Montreal?
Hi, Montreal.
It hung up on me, and I called back.
Hello?
Yeah, Montreal here.
Hi, Montreal.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you this evening?
Oh, I was calling in for a reading, or...
Okay, what would you like to know?
I had some issues the last few years, just trying to get my career back on track, and just try to find work, and it's pretty tough. And right now, I've been working. I'm a very spiritual guy. I've been working a lot on faith, as well as, you know, doing the obvious, sending out resumes, and, you know, putting it out there to friends if they know anybody, and being very positive. But there's something. Just seems to be something bigger that's causing, I don't know, a blockage or something. I just can't figure it out because, you know, I'm a good guy. I'm an honest guy. I work real hard when I do have a job, and just want to see if there's something, I don't know, that I'm spiritually blocked, or if there's something I'm not looking at, or maybe I'm a bad guy and I don't know it.
Oh, you're not a bad guy. You got to stop on that one. No, I feel, yeah, it's just a matter of timing, and the things that you feel that have passed you by just weren't the right thing. I do feel that within 3 months, and I see this timing very accurately, is within 3 months, I see that you're looking at an opportunity that combines your past skills with a creative, almost, you know, out-of-the-box skill that you have been developing on your own. And I feel that the interview is going to take you near a large body of water, so it feels like it could be coastal in some way. I feel, and it looks kind of karmic. I mean, you'll all of a sudden land in this interview and think, wow, you know, I never really thought that this would be a good fit for me, but you're kind of open to it. It is a little bit of a change. It involves skills from the past, and I do believe that it is a little bit challenging for you, but it looks like you're up to the task. It really does. It looks like you're going to be able to, you know, and then there's a woman that's going to help you too. You'll interview with a woman, as a matter of fact, and they're looking for somebody who is creative. And you can't be afraid of not being able to accomplish this, because it looks like you've been struggling a little bit with your confidence with this new job transition. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you go so long without stable work, it does really affect your confidence. And I know I'm a confident guy usually, but, you know, and on the surface I put on a good show, but on, you know, inside it's starting to weigh on me, and, you know, it's just, I'm like, something's got to happen. I'm doing everything I can, and, you know, it's really testing my faith as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you can't allow it to erode your confidence. My feeling is that you need to go back, perhaps, because it's not about that. It's about something from the past that you thought about. You may have even sent a resume. You didn't hear back. It's about going back, kind of seeing, what did I do 6 months ago? What was I looking at 6 months ago? And then it's almost like a light bulb goes on, and an opening presents itself. But I feel that you're going to travel for this job too. So there could even be a relocation.
Okay. And which I have sensed that there would be. It's interesting you say that. And I am a very excessively creative guy. You know, I have sensed that where I am now feels very temporary. It's just, you know, when you like you said, you know, you can't let it erode your confidence. On the other hand, you go, you know, it affects other things. You were talking, you know, I was listening to the reading that was being given to the guy just before me, and, you know, it was about relationships and stuff. And, you know, I'm single, and I don't feel at all like I'm not. What's interesting is I'm not depressed. I'm not unhappy with anything else in my life. I'm just like, but I most certainly can't look for a relationship in the state that I feel.
It's not the right time, honey. It's not the right time, because it feels like what's before you now is accomplishing this career move. And
yes,
I feel within 3 months that you're going to get into the right swim of things. And then after that is when the relationship, you're going to be in the right state of mind, in the right place to meet the relationship. And there will be somebody coming your way. Because right now it just looks like relationships are in limbo. And I don't see anybody in the past coming back either.
Right. I sense that too. So. Well, you know what? Thank you so much. I really appreciate I don't want to take too much of your time. I know you have other people waiting, but thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and good luck to you.
Thank you. It's always great listening to you guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was very nice of him to say.
Lovely. Lovely.
That was nice. Really, really what a nice guy. Are you listening, ladies? That was a super nice guy right there.
Yes, around.
Go to yoga.
But where do you go to meet the guys? I mean, if guys go there to meet, so where do you go to meet the guys? I mean, like.
Ooh, interesting. I'm struggling.
But I tell you, yeah, building site. But I tell you, honestly, for any guys out there, if you want to meet a great woman that looks after her body, go to yoga. The number of times I've had women hit on me in yoga and I have to say, sorry, you're not my type. Honestly, go to yoga if you're a guy and you want to meet a woman. Just do, it's just obvious.
All that kundalini energy is flowing.
It's obvious. There's a country full of great yoga studios with hot women twisting around and looking after themselves.
In fact, my sister just flew out to Thailand. She just texted today. She just got there and she's doing a yoga retreat for 4 weeks. You know why?
That yoga in 105 degrees, it's called Bikram yoga. You heard of that?
I have.
Yes. Yeah. If you want to meet hot, sweaty women, go to Bikram yoga.
So am I to understand, so if I just grabbed a Subway sandwich and went and just took a yoga class like that, that would just be creepy, right? Just to be clear?
Well, you need to do the yoga.
Oh, you have to do the yoga. Sorry. Okay,
you could just hang out.
Sorry. Apparently, your yoga thing is just going to have to take a it's not present to the phone call I'm supposed to take. Save it, you guys. I'm joking.
Maureen from Pennsylvania.
I do it. Hello, Pennsylvania. How are you? And I'm Maureen. Hello? Hello? I know that I can hear it. Wait for it. Hello?
It was the meeting sweaty women.
I think they went after yoga. It was about the yoga.
They hung up.
I'm echoing anyway. They'll call back. I can't. Hear my voice. I'm going to yoga. Well, maybe they'll come back. Pennsylvania, please come back. Please come back.
Please
to hear from you. Yeah, we'd love to hear from
you. We were just joking and talking like we do.
Well, actually, we're getting some good insight to some, you know, people. Where do you meet people? No, really, go to Thailand. Oh, there's a New York, someone from New York.
Yeah, it's from New York now.
That's okay. I New York. Hello, New York. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Susan.
Susan, okay.
And I have a question for Steve.
Oh, we only do, you're stuck with me, sorry. I'm Maureen.
Oh, we do, not a problem. Not a problem. I was wondering if you could help me. I seem to have a lack of success in finding a peaceful, inspiring home to live in. I've had to move, you know, numerous times, and when I think the situation seems to be a good one and I move in, it seems like a few months into it, I realize I'm in another, you know, unpleasant situation.
Okay.
And I want to get out of this, like, cycle that I'm in.
Right.
And my birthday is February 7th, if that helps.
No, but soon, happy birthday. It will be soon. You know, this is a thing. If you've been... It looks like in the real recent past, sleeping has been very difficult for you, and it's like being interrupted sleep. The places that you've been living in that you don't work for you, do you lack sleep in these places?
Well, they're noisy, so I have to kind of put on a fan, and I have to wear earplugs. I have to do a lot of things to get myself to sleep.
Okay,
I don't know.
I got
but
it.
Then
yeah,
once I do sleep...
Well, it doesn't help because you're exhausted.
I eventually will sleep, but...
But it's exhausting to have to go through all that to be able to try to go to sleep. It looks like I said, I can see it's to do with the past. So you need quiet. You need more a quiet atmosphere, and it's hard because
right.
I know for instance, you know, I don't know about you, but I know, like, some, well, for me, I came from a very large home, and then suddenly you're older and you're having to live in places where things are noisy. My feeling is, have you been, I know it's hard to find, are you rental?
Right. Yes, I rent. And, you know, they're mostly two-family homes where I share a house.
Yes.
I know it's part of it is because of my income. So,
right.
But I don't really know if it's my income because I'm on a certain budget. So maybe I need to increase my income.
Susan, this is the thing I'm feeling. The thing is, because of the fact that, you know, you need quiet, okay? Like, more maybe you're a light sleeper or whatever, which is fine. But the ideal situation would be, and I do feel you, it's like you're not picking the right places. And I know that they might be really neat looking places, but you're living in places that you know, right? So it's not like I may be conscious of this, but I think that's the pattern you're talking about, because what happens is it's a situation where you're not going to get what you need, and you need to be able to go and lay down and go to sleep without putting all this, you know, all the other stress onto you in order to get you to sleep. And it's almost like this has been a tradition with you. You know, that's why I asked you, when you were growing up, did you live in a home where you were able to, you know, it was a large or whatever, the walls were plastered back then, so there wasn't a lot of noise. You're a light sleeper. And the thing is, you need to ideally be in a place where you can find, I don't know what the area you live in, but a lot of places there's areas where you can find a little bit where you're just detached from, you're just picking the wrong places. It's nothing more than that. I think you've been going through a lot of useless sacrifice with this stuff, because I do feel that there's a good direction. And I do feel the next place that you head to, that you will be heading towards, and I guess that's something that you really want to be thinking about now. I feel that you're going to really be able, I was talking about this earlier, about having your taking hold of your personal power and knowing exactly what you need to do. It's not a curse. It's not a, you know, it's not that you're dysfunctional or anything. I just feel that, and sometimes it is the budget that you're looking at.
I thought it might be a curse.
I think you're unconsciously finding places that it's almost like you sabotage yourself, that you find places where you're living. Of course, I mean, just, you know, logically speaking, without the psychic stuff, you agree with that. I mean, you're living in places where you're not going to get the ideal atmosphere, what you need in order to thrive. In order to thrive, you need to sleep. In order to thrive in life, you need to sleep to be able to move on. You know what I mean? I do feel it's been a lot of useless sacrifice that you've been going through, maybe not consciously doing it, but you need to look for a place, maybe stay at one place that's not so great, but find one, maybe take your time. Are you looking around or thinking about looking around? I guess you might be, for another
After the beginning of the year, right, at the beginning of the year, because I've been here 2 years.
This is fantastic. So I do feel instead of going in the route of the useless sacrifice, because like you said, there is a pattern to this. Useless sacrifices, what I mean by that is, I always say this metaphorically speaking, Jesus being nailed to the cross, but he got to resurrect. That's useful. But when you get nailed to the cross and no resurrection, that's painful and it's useless sacrifice. I feel that you can eliminate this whole thing because then you go into another place that would be useless sacrifice again. And again, I feel that I see you taking hold of all the direction that you need in your personal power and seeking out the place that you feel would be the best for who you are and what you need. And that would be one where you're detached, not, you know, not completely out, well, up in the universe,
right.
The mothership. No, but, you know, out, you know, like sometimes they have little cottages, or they call mother-in-law places. Like, what do they call them? Mother-in-law flats sometimes.
Right.
And if you take your time.
I'm hoping you're putting that out into the, you know, to the universe. You're helping me to put that out there.
I'm not only doing that, is I'm wanting you to be self-aware of this option too. Instead, so you're not going to even go towards those places that you normally would. And it just, like I'm saying, it's not just. But I feel that that's the key here, and I really feel you have a lot. You'll do fine, and I see you going to where you should be. But it will take you to be self-aware and stay when you see yourself heading towards that other direction, to the place that you know won't work. Veer off away from it. I feel that you have it in your personal power to do so, and I do see it to be you to be successful at attaining what you need, definitely.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. And I've been listening to the archives for the past few weeks. I really enjoy the show, and all four of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Susan. That's really kind. Thank you. And Steve says hi, I'm sure. And Susan,
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy giving of thanks for and you know what I wrote something last year about, you know how we're always thankful for all the good things. We should also be thankful. This will be a good thing to say to you, because it's not a bad thing when we're thankful for things. It teaches us lessons, and like what you're going through right now, for instance. It's like you said, it's like a pattern, but on the other hand, it's like also it teaches you lessons, stuff like right now. So be thankful for your mistakes. Maybe you made a mistake of going to another home. It's not a bad thing, but knowing what you are able to sleep in, so it teaches us valuable lessons. So that's a fantastic thing. So be thankful for valuable lessons for you. You know, I say you're gonna head in a good direction by your own well doing, not by what I say.
Absolutely. I always try to appreciate where I am, and I always try to look at the positive in the situation. You know, maybe the closeness to work. And, you know, it's a safe neighborhood. So I always try to look at those other things.
Yeah,
but I
that's
also
true.
Believe that, right. You know, not to compromise.
But look what's happened. Your rest is still, you maybe need to find I do see you being able to find a really good, you're going to find the next place will be ideal for what you need. I really do feel that you are heading that direction.
Okay.
Definitely. Oh, well, you see your reading.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Susan, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, good night.
Good night, bye-bye.
Very lovely.
Thank you. She's-
and it is, you know, it's tough to be thankful for the bad stuff, but I think that an appreciation develops from paying attention to what happened and, you know, maybe knowing, not necessarily, you know, reflecting on what you could have done, but more so, you know, lesson learned and you grew from it and that type of thing. I think there's a natural appreciation that comes from that. Very good.
Yeah.
Movie.
Well, thank I you. Wrote it last year and I keep talking about it. You know, I like to hear myself talk about it. Thank you.
I know. Marine's like, yeah, I wrote it back in 93. I think we have a caller on from New York. Are you there? Please be there. New York.
Hello. I have a question.
Hi, there you are. How are you?
Hello?
I'm here, sweetie. What can I do for you?
I'm wondering if Dan is married.
I'm sorry?
I'm wondering if Dan is married.
You're wondering if Dan is married. Okay.
Do you need a last name?
I'm sorry, honey, because I apologize. Can you say that one more time, please? Because I think you're breaking up. You just want to know if Dan is married.
Yeah. Do you need a last name?
No, honey, I don't need a last name. Oh, gosh. Okay, so I'm just going to – I tell you what. I'll just tell you no, he's not, and thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. Holy smokes. You know, I almost debated whether I should even answer that question or not. Thanks for calling. Please don't call. Well,
it's hard to answer. You know what? It's very difficult.
You know what, Bobby? I would have told her, you know what? I know it's a hard one, but I think she already knows the answer.
Yeah, she knew
well,
the answer.
Well, and I mean, I almost just now said, don't call me. Don't call us with questions like that. Call us with something that's going to be more beneficial for you. But then I think, you know, who am I to tell these people? And it's not my radio station. It's not my gig, and we're here to help it.
Yeah,
you know,
you're just a fill-in.
He's a fluff.
I just knew. What do I know?
You know a lot.
Holy moly. Phone lines are open for any type of question that you would like to ask us. 724-444.
Not any.
4851. You can ask us any darn old thing you want to. Just call us. And now would be the time. Phone lines are actually all open. And we can't wait to talk with you. So there you go. There you have it. Maria, who did last week's show? Was that Brenda or was it Steve?
Brenda. Steve.
It was me.
Steve. It was Steve.
And I heard it went quite well.
really great, Bobby. We had Christopher Gibson from the Church of Light. He's an amazingly talented guy, extremely knowledgeable. And we talked about astrology, but we talked particularly about mundane astrology, which is the use of astrology to look at world events. And it was absolutely fascinating. So we were talking about the upcoming months for the United States, and then we talked also about Israel and Iran. And I'm really excited because there's an incredible astrologer called Jessica Murray who also talks about world events. She's very, very interesting. I've got her for the February show.
Should there be a February show?
There will be a February show.
Will there? Okay. You know, 2012. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Now they're in gloom. Looks like Steve has a caller.
From Idaho.
Great. Who's calling from Idaho?
Hello, everyone. This is Peggy from Idaho.
Hello, Peggy. How are you?
I'm great. Who am I speaking with?
This is Steve.
Steve! Hey, yes. Luck of the draw again.
How are you doing, Peggy? Well, how can I help?
Well, I have a question about... I did a business trip for 2 weeks. You told me I was planning on doing 1 week, and you told me I'd be gone too, and I was surprised. So you were absolutely right there. But I was prepared for it, so thank you for that. I met a lot of interesting people on the last couple of days on the road. I met two wonderful women that wanted to sort of collaborate with me from their business and my business, sort of combining it. I wonder if you can tell me about the energy of that whole meeting, you know, if that's... I can't get a clear reading on it, and I don't know why. I'm usually pretty good at that.
Okay. I feel that one of them is particularly committed, particularly smart and dynamic. And I feel that the other one, while she's interested and has potential, I don't feel that she's as dynamic or as creative as the other lady. So I feel that you need to reflect upon the two people and tune into them individually and reflect upon their strengths and how business would be with each of them. I have to say, overall, it's extremely positive. And I do feel that the one who's particularly dynamic is going to have a lot of ideas, a lot of passion, and a lot of creativity for your business. And I feel it's important that the person is full of enthusiasm and is full of creative ideas as well. I feel that the other lady, while she's interested and she has potential, you need to understand that she's got less of a creative flair than the other.
That makes total sense. That helps me a lot. I just couldn't, get, although I feel really good about the connection and the possibilities for us helping each other in a combined effort, I helping them, them helping me. And you're right, one of them is more creative as far as marketing and getting the word out and that kind of thing.
I feel you see that she would really add value as a partner and that she would have lots of ideas about developing the business. Whereas the other lady, whilst I feel that she would be good, I feel that you should, if you go into a relationship with her, just expect that she would sell, but she wouldn't necessarily have tons of creative ideas about business strategy and how you could expand. So both beneficial relationships, but... both beneficial relationships, but they would be different. And certainly the lady who's got bags and bags of creativity, I'd rip her arm off. I'd definitely engage her. The other one potentially as well. But understand that the nature of that would be different.
Right. And that makes total sense. One of them is very business savvy and creative and marketing, and the other one is very people-oriented. She's very approachable. She's very warm, and people are drawn to her, but she doesn't necessarily have the business side of it, but she draws a crowd. That's kind of what
and
I'm getting.
Different strengths. So I feel that both of them would be good, but you would need to have some set some different expectations of the relationships and leverage them in different ways. But overall, very, very good. You've got the Sun card overall, which is a wonderful card.
On that business meeting deal kind of thing. Awesome. Very good. Thank you so much. You were so right on about my trip. I'm kind of glad that I got an opportunity to speak with you again about this question.
Well, great. Thank you. It was a pleasure to speak with you. I'm glad it went well, and exciting things for you next year. You deserve it.
Yes, I feel that too. It went very well, and I'm really excited to get on with next week and put it all in motion.
Wonderful. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you. Very blessed Thanksgiving to all.
You too. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Well, there we go. Thank you, Steve.
Very lovely. I have something to say. I'd like something to say. You know, I've said this on my Saturday night show, but people don't hear it all. But because we're kind of like good, crazy good here, Steve Jobs wrote something. Wait a minute. I probably can't go on because there's a caller back. But let's see. Okay. No, not yet. Okay. Here's to the crazy ones. Perhaps, I guess, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square hole, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them about. The only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius, because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. Now, just what do you think about that?
Well, that's so very warm and fuzzy.
bless Steve Jobs. You know, really, it's true, though. It's true.
I thought it was going to end with Steve. Like you're going to
Bobby.
They say, though, don't they, that very, very creative people are usually
borderline crazy.
Yeah,
a little nutty.
They're a little nutty. Oh, wait, look at Winston Churchill, an exceptional man. Look what he achieved. He was bipolar.
And look at Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Genius has its price.
Yeah, and so same as
and
what
we
do.
We know it.
But I was called crazy all throughout my life and growing up. And it dawned on me once, 30 years, 40 years later, when I take a shower, they're crazy. I'm not crazy. So
I like eccentric. Eccentric works.
Yeah, you know, when I got older, I am eccentric. But when I got older, it wasn't nuts or crazy or bizarre. Or I like that one, bizarre. It was called, you're special. You're unique. I got, you know, different wording. Sheesh. I'm crazy.
It's crazy. You know, I just got back from my trip and met with some wonderful people. And I remember at one of my galleries, there was a young lady there. And I don't know how old she was. I would say probably 17 or so. And she was in such a state of, you know, I'm crazy. I'm the crazy one, right? And this girl had such a light about her. You know that when you're doing a reading, you can just tell certain people, can't you? That light just kind of comes out. And, you know, it took us a little bit and finally let her know just what you said, Maureen, that it's everybody else that's crazy. Or if they can't handle the light it is that you shine out there, you don't have to dim it so they can't.
Yeah.
You just keep shining it, and those who are willing to accept the brightness will come. You know, and
that's so true. That's beautifully said, Bob.
Amazing. And it's so sad because...
Because he says Maureen is just like that, is what he says. You were blanking out, so I just added.
People,
Oh, was I?
Yeah, you're fading in and out.
So I complimented myself that you just said that I was like the type of that was the person you're talking about. My light's so shiny.
Totally. When I faded out, I was using the words Maureen. Totally.
Yeah. I just totally hopped on that bandwagon. Giddy up. But that's the horse. Yes, Bobby, that's so true.
Yeah, it just breaks your heart to see how many people just shut themselves down because they feel that they're made to feel the crazy ones. You know, it's
perception from the years.
Well, you know, that's just the point. You cannot live your life worrying about what other people think about you.
I haven't.
I don't ever. I never have. No,
Brenda,
I never have.
It's real important to have a support system when you're. And I'm not. And I'm not crying. I'm not a victim. But it is difficult when. It's a little bit difficult because it's isolating, but also it's nice if you have a good support system and friends or somebody, you know, like this radio show is my support system, really. It really is. I know you guys think I'm crazy good.
No, we don't. But,
no, crazy good.
We support
crazy
your craziness.
Good. Crazy good. And the thing of it is, it's true, though, because having it's so important to have community or support or a friend, you know, a husband, whatever. It is.
Well, isn't this our 1 year anniversary, this show? For all four of us.
Yeah, doing this show. Four of us together on Thanksgiving. I've done everything.
Yeah.
From the beginning of 1945.
But that was a good year.
it was very fun. I don't do blogs that much, but I do. I've been doing this show a long time, huh?
back in 1940s.
I always tell people, and they look at me, I go to my store, and they're looking at, that's the thing, they don't get me, and they go, oh, she's really out of her mind. I go, yeah, well, I'll start in 1945, and they look up at me, and if I'm talking about something, getting a coffee, I go, okay, come on, I'm funny. And they're like, they give me a look, some people laugh. Come on, 1945, it was a past life. But
great year for clothes, though. Let me tell you. Great year for clothes and hats and gloves and shoes.
I love the same things. And I have in fact, I used to wear a lot of them. I still, and oh.
Well, you've got to come to my house sometime, Maureen. You've got to see my collection. My collection.
I would love to. My aunt gave me a lot of the old hats she had from the 40s. Oh, they're so cool. And she lived in New York. Anyway, and I used to buy, love it. And yeah. Everybody, listen up. The 40s were pretty something special in the garb that fashions they wore. Even for the men, too. I like it.
I know. Those double-breasted suits.
Oh, lovely. Listen to us. Yeah, they didn't have yoga, but they had those double-breasted suits. And
they had Bogan, William Powell.
Yeah, they sure did. Yes, they sure did. and people are talking secretly to you, Bobby. I mean, Brenda.
Oh, I'm going to have to answer him.
Steve, is Steve, are you still here? Here he is. Wait for it. Wait, Steve.
Here he comes.
Wait for it.
What happened?
He's been a little bit too quiet when he's gone off to cook an egg.
Oh, we have a caller. Yay!
Yay! Look at that. Oh, and I'm the lucky one, Washington. Hello, Washington.
Really? Oh, that's right. That's what my phone shows. Hi. I want to say thank you to you guys.
Is
I'm
it
not
guess,
in Washington, that's why. I
guess
I
where
you forget.
Really calling from? So who is this?
This is Julie.
Oh. Julie?
You're breaking up something fierce, Bobby.
Oh, it's been that way all night, honey.
I know.
What's going on? How are you?
I'm great. I'm just so thankful for you guys. I really, really appreciate you guys being here every Thursday.
Well, we
oh, he says we love Maureen.
So
Julie, he says he loves Maureen. He's breaking up, but also he says he loves Maureen being here every Thursday. Hold on, we're going to get Bobby back for you, Julie. We love you. We really appreciate you, too.
No, thanks for supporting the show.
Yeah, you're very supportive and helpful to everybody, just unconditionally. And I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for you, Julie.
Thanks.
I'm thankful for Julie, too. I'm thankful if my internet would hold out is what I'm thankful for. Julie, what would you like to talk about, sweets?
I think, let's see, I've been going back and forth between two.
I'm trying to decide whether it's about helping the neighbors or whether or not my daughter's business is going to be successful still or not. I'm going to go with my daughter's.
Well, listen, it's you and it's, you know, we can answer both in just such a short amount of time because of your openness and where you're at, that I know that whatever it is that I say will go through and hit right where it needs to.
Oh, definitely. So, I'm not obstinate, that's for sure.
You what?
I'm not obstinate, that's for sure. I definitely listen.
No. Nobody could call you that. So the first one about your daughter, I'm going to say kind of the same thing I'd said to a caller earlier. Because of who she is, who she has learned how to be, how she's taken that ball and run with it, her business is definitely going to be successful. She has a propensity for success. She can't help it. Yeah, so, but I feel almost like it's not just one business. I feel like she'll start this, it'll go, become successful, and then she may pass that off to somebody else or drop it or whatever and then move on to something else and start it and be successful and then move that on. You see what I mean? It doesn't feel like she'll go towards just one thing and stay there. It just feels like different areas because she likes to keep her interest. She's almost like a butterfly, you know? Lands here for a little bit, goes over here, lands here, goes over here, lands here. Which is okay, you know what I mean? If that wasn't doing her any good, I would, of course, say so, but I think that's perfect for her and definitely going to be successful in that.
That is a perfect description of her too. You're right on.
Awesome. So what was the question for you now?
About my neighbors, whether I should keep helping them or not. I have this feeling about them that there might be trouble there for me. And so,
yeah.
But I'm so drawn to them because I'm a motherly type and I want to help them. But I have this thing that there might be trouble there, so I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, you are sure. Now you just need confirmation on your sureness.
Yeah,
do you see what I mean?
Do.
So being a good mother knows when to get in, but also knows when to back away. And I get the exact same feeling that you do. I think it's time to back off on the help a little bit now. It got them to the point that they're at. I think that was awesome. I think it's time to listen to that intuition of yours, again, which you are very clear and understanding about, and it's time to kind of back away and let whatever's going to happen with them happen. They're kind of in control now. You know what I mean? Like the image I'm getting is their car was stalled out on the road. You stopped, you jumped their car, it's all back running. Now they've got to drive off and go wherever they're going to go. You can't get in and drive the car for them.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. You're right. I wanted confirmation.
We all do. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with getting confirmation because it's tough because we live in our own heads. And so it's very difficult sometimes to separate that. So when we have somebody else say it, it really just resonates with us. It's not that I'm getting information that you don't pick up on. It's just confirmation what you're already feeling. And I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So, but I'm glad you called in.
Thank you. And thank you guys for being here. I mean, I feel so blessed that you guys are here.
Oh, thank you, Julie. Thank you. Anything else? Do you want the lottery numbers or anything, or are you good?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. I don't have them anyway. I think Brenda's got them, but I don't carry those with me.
What was that?
I said, I think Brenda has the lottery numbers. I don't have them.
Oh, the lottery numbers?
Yeah.
Every time we play, we lose anyhow, so it doesn't matter. and it's not, hey, you know, maybe you'll share when you win. How about that?
I would love to share. I will share with you, Julie. I promise.
Well, thank you. I'll share too. I promise.
Thank you, Julie, for calling in. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving to you too. Bye now.
All right, sweetheart. Okay, bye. No, Steve, we can't hear you, buddy. Sorry.
Oh, can you hear me now?
No, I can hear
you
now.
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, I was going to say, very important message from spirits, Bobby. My guide said that Archangel Michael has just decreed that the lottery number information is very spiritual, very sacred, and that you should text it, the information, to me.
Wow. I totally resonate with that.
It's not for public consumption.
Boy, if you weren't as tuned in as you usually are, Steve, I would just think that was hokum.
No,
I love that. That must be a Midwest thing. Hokum.
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 Hokum. What does hokum mean?
I believe you, Steve. I think now. Listen, we have a chat room question, Steve. It's for you. Do you want to read it out loud, or do you want me to read it for you, buddy?
I can see it here, actually. Thank you, Bobby. It says, let me see, I have a follow-up to my question. If I could just ask if I will be returning to California, as I reached a lot of people and felt bad not being able to stay and personally follow up, or if I can do it from Idaho or need to return to better serve those that I met by going back. Let's see. I don't feel that you need to go back right now. I feel that you can manage those connections well from where you are. I do feel that you'll go back to California next year, but I feel it will be in spring. But I certainly feel that you've got lots of opportunities to follow up on. But the cards indicate, and my feeling confirms, that you're smart. You've got great communication skills. You can connect with these people by telephone, by email as well. And follow up on those opportunities. And as I said, it feels like you'll go back in spring, but you've got lots of opportunities. And I do feel like your business will grow a lot next year. It feels like 40% plus, but it feels very positive for you. And I wish you lots of luck.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Steve. Up next, Brenda, you also have a question from the chat room. Did you want to read it aloud?
Okay, I will. It's a question from Eastport, and she's asking that she was recently made aware of a new position at work, and she was approached by an administrator who filled her in about the details and made her feel it like they wanted to fill it quickly. And so when she was told about it, she wanted to know if she should act on it. Well, you know, when things like that happen, I believe they happen for a reason. I do see a clear path to this. This is an opportunity that's not a life-changing thing. I believe that you could stay where you're at, but I don't see much changing. And you could even be up against some obstacles. But if you do consider making this move, it looks like at first it might be a challenge, but I'm also seeing that, you know, there's a little bit more money. There's going to be some great friends that are met through this. I could really be very well worth your while is what I'm seeing, but I really don't see it manifesting till after the first of the year. You're kind of in control here, you know. This has come your way, and you are at a fork in the road. They approached you because they've talked about it. They've, you know, kind of gone back and forth and thought, hey, you know, who could be the best person for this job? So there are many good things that'll come from this opportunity. And what it's showing me is it's really in your hands. This is a thing of free will. It is a thing of free will. It is going to take you deciding that you want to make this leap, but I believe it's happening for a reason. So there you go.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Sometimes we think we're done and then like a few little.
Oh, well, you know, it looks really promising for her. You know, it really does.
Very
wish you
cool.
Could see the card came up was really good. So.
What card was it?
It was the Seven of Cups.
And then it says. Overall,
it just shows a lot of different opportunities, creative things, avenues, a lot of things that are, some of them could even be unusual that open up in regards to this. Those new beginnings.
Yeah. Brenda, can you tell us, if we haven't got another caller right away or another question, can you tell us a little bit about the tarot, about how it works?
You know, my feeling about the tarot is that it's, you know, because I believe that it originated in Egypt. It contains all the the knowledge that comes from almost every civilized world. There's bits of it. It's kind of, I consider it almost like a metaphysical Bible in a way, and it's built on universal truths. And so these are things in nature and the universe that cannot be denied. I mean, they happen. I mean, the elements, the four elements, the astrological signs, numerology, colorology, it's all in there. And it's a never-ending study, you know, the tarot cards. To me, you know, they speak to me. I mean, everybody learns to read the tarot their own way. But my feeling is about the tarot and what I teach in my classes is if you come to my class with a tarot book, I'm going to tell you, go put your book in the cart, because you have to learn the language of the tarot, and it's the language of metaphysics. And you do that by learning the symbolism behind the cards, not what somebody's interpretation of the card is. Like if you write a book and you'll say, okay, well, the Five of Cups means blah, 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 that could be their interpretation. You have to align yourselves to the cards, and they become a personal working tool with you, so that they speak to you personally.
You develop a relationship with the deck, don't you?
You really do. And I tell them, you know, sleep with the deck under your pillow, you know, wrapped in silk. It's got to become part of you. Your psyche. It's an integral part. They're actually quite magical.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I love the tarot. I could go on and on about the tarot.
Maybe we should have you as a guest.
I would love to be a guest. I'd love to talk about my book on Egypt called The Wings of Isis. You would like that one.
Is that published already, Brenda?
It's been published in 2010.
Oh, yeah, is it available on Amazon?
It's available on Amazon.
Steve, I don't know where you've been. Of course it's been published. God, I can't put it down.
I didn't know you had a book, Brenda.
Yeah, it's called The Wings of Isis. It's about Egyptian spiritual practices and the temples of ancient Egypt.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you'll love the show in December, my show in December and January, because they're both about Egypt. But have you read the book then, Bobby?
Yeah.
Yeah? I didn't know you could read. Well done. And so...
like 10 times.
I'm impressed. Already. 10 times already. Well, if I get stuck, I'll call you.
Please do. I'll walk you through it, buddy.
No, I'll have to order that, Brenda. Great.
Subject. I mean... I don't know what your guests are going to talk about, but I mean, Egypt is, there's just so many things you can talk about. I mean, it's just.
Well, I'll just brief them, make fun of Bobby, find anything about Egypt that you can use to mock Bobby.
That's terrible.
I'm sure there's plenty there. Well, listen, I think that since we don't have any more phone calls, it might be a kind of a good place to wrap up. And, we'll go enjoy the rest of our Thanksgivings with our families. And if I'm not wrong, Maureen, is it your show next week then, love?
Yes, it is. It is. And I can tell you about it. I think it's going to be very interesting. It's on the form of divination using psychic stones. And it's with Gary, women. Oh, gosh, I don't even have it in front of me. Doug knows how to say it, but Gary, he's fantastic. Anyway, it's about stones. Everybody, I think, will really enjoy it, because I've not been very updated on these, but I don't know about you, Brenda, but it sounds very interesting.
I know many people who do readings with stones. I knew this older lady one time, and she predicted the horse races with stones, just regular stones.
Yeah,
and she could, there's my dog. He's coming. He's talking. Oh, Ozzy.
He wants his stones read. Yes. He wants to hear the stones singing.
No, he wants his turkey.
Yeah, I guess he wants to go to sleep and warm milk. Yeah, you know, it's interesting because they use you use 10 of the stones. There's 16 altogether. Planets represent some, and then moon, the sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars. And Steve, you'll find that interesting. And also, there's other. Anyway, he's offered to do a reading for me this week too. So I'm very
great.
Yeah.
What's his name, Maureen?
It's Gary Weimer. Weimer?
Weimer. Gary Weimer.
Gary Weimer. Yes. Okay. And he's been a professional in this for many years, and he's a musician as well.
Great.
So he has a great, great book out on this. He has several books out, but on this particular subject.
It's actually Weimer is his last name.
Weimer. So. Thank you. Weimer. Thank you, Mr. Grammar.
And he's got a book as well, Bobby, so that could be the second book you've read.
he has written in all different languages too, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby.
I've read the Japanese and Russian versions, thank you.
Well, expect an update on that next week.
Yeah, oh. And phonics is something the Catholics didn't teach in 1960, just saying. Anyway, I'd like to thank everybody for coming tonight. Happy Thanksgiving and every day of your life.
Well, I'm grateful for the radio show and for Psychic Access and for you guys. I consider you family, and Doug, and It's amazing how you can develop such a strong bond with people that you don't see and physically see regularly. And I'm very grateful for you guys and for the work that we do and the clients that call in and the opportunity for us all to interact and have fun. It's a real blessing to do this each week.
That was sweet. I also concur. I really appreciate having you guys.
I didn't mean you, Bobby.
I second and third that.
I didn't mean Bobby, though.
Right.
It's just the girls and dogs.
Wait, I said that first. Didn't I say that nice thing that you just said first? I thought, it's all right if you took it from me, Steve. That's okay.
And she included me. Maureen at least included me.
Yeah, I included him. No, I forced that. Okay.
Listen,
thank you.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everyone. And thank you so much for tuning in and listening to PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. You can also visit us, all of our co-hosts, at PsychicAccess.com, as well as many other accuracy and verified, successfully tested psychics on the site as well. But again, thank you so much for joining us on this Thanksgiving. And we'll see you back here next Thursday at the same time. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.
Hello, my name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.